The geopolitical constellation nowadays is totally different from the time when the movement was founded in 1961. That means that the non-aligned movement will now have to define its role under those totally different circumstances. The principles on which it is based, of course, are the same, namely a commitment to an independent policy and commitment to national sovereignty, non-interference. And these principles have been quite important in the phase of decolonization during the 1960s and 1970s, and the non-aligned movement played an important role. But since the power struggle between two power centers, namely the United States and the Soviet Union, has ceased to exist, and that was around 20 years ago, the movement has to redefine its role and has to explain how it can implement those principles on which it was founded. And as far as I can see, it has not yet been able to do so in a convincing manner, because now we have more or less a unilateral situation, the conditions of what is called globalization, and many of the member countries of the non-aligned movement themselves, they are very much aligned with the leading global power, namely the United States. So they would have to explain what non-alignment means under those conditions, where there is no bipolar structure anymore.